You're listening to the Smart Money Minute with Apple Kreider.
All right, so Amazon a couple days ago just dropped on us some news on some new devices that they're going to be rolling out that have Alexa incorporated into them. So as you guys know, Amazon Echo was that first initial Alexa device, that speaker that you could talk to, really revolutionized a lot of things. I know a lot of my friends have them, my family's got them, they're kind of everywhere. So Amazon's really leaning into that and they're rolling out a bunch of new devices and a bunch of updates to their existing Echo devices. So the biggest ones that I want to touch on really quick are the Echo Frames, the Echo Loop, the Echo Buds, and then the Amazon Smart Oven. Okay, so let's talk about these four things really quick. So with the Loop, it's basically a ring that you put on your finger. It's this really fat ring, and if you put it up to your mouth and talk into it and then put it up to your ear, you can actually talk to Alexa, ask Alexa a question, and it's Alexa incorporated. So that's an interesting move. We haven't really seen any, like, I mean, we saw the Google Glasses a few years ago. Those didn't really go anywhere. So other than that, we haven't really seen any like real wearables, other than obviously watches. So I think this is an interesting move. I don't really see the practicality. I'm definitely not going to be picking up an Echo Loop myself. But maybe some people would see the practicality in that. Now the frames are what they sound like. They're actually glasses. So it's not like the Google Glass where there's like a screen in it and you can like surf the web and stuff. That's not what these are at all. It's basically just an Alexa device in your glasses. So you can ask your glasses a question. You can actually receive calls on your glasses as well. And it's basically like if you had an Apple Watch, but it was on your face and there was no screen. So there is no screen on these. You can't, like I said, you can't surf the internet or anything. But you can ask Alexa questions. You can take calls. You can send texts. You can do all that good stuff that Alexa can do. Now, the Echo Buds are kind of Amazon's AirBud attempt, except they're integrated with Alexa as well. So these are pretty cool. They've got some noise-canceling technology from Bose, which seems to be kind of cool. They have like two modes. It's like noise reduction, or you can have pass-through where the microphone actually like picks up the noise around you and like sends it through. So like you still have the headphones in, but it's feeding in the outside noise, so you never have to take your headphones off. You can just live with those things in, and you can still hear everything around you. So interesting move there. Not too much to say about those. They're kind of a less expensive version of AirPods that, I mean, they don't look as trendy. They kind of look like those traditional, like super small wireless headphones that you just stick in your ears, no cords or anything, but I think those would do pretty well. Obviously not like as stylish as Apple's, but I think they're pretty practical nonetheless. And then the microwave oven I wanted to touch on as well, because I thought this one was just kind of crazy. So Amazon has this Amazon Smart Oven that integrates with Alexa. You can come home, you can tell Alexa to warm up your food. They also have this integration called Scan to Cook, where you can scan your food barcode with any like Alexa-enabled device, and then it'll tell your oven exactly how to cook it. So right now they only have this integrated with some stuff at Whole Foods and maybe a couple of the retailers, but I thought this was super cool. Like you can literally just get home, like scan your bag of sweet potato fries with your phone, your oven starts preheating, you put them in, it literally turns itself off and tells you when they need to come out, and you have to do nothing. You don't even have to look at the package anymore. So I'm all about that. We still haven't seen a smartphone though from Amazon, and this stuff all seems to be compensating for the fact that the other two large virtual assistants, that's going to be Google and Apple, they both have smartphones to go with their virtual assistant, the Pixel, and then obviously the iPhone. And Amazon still has not moved into the phone space, so it seems like a lot of this stuff is just compensating for that. Another interesting thing from this Amazon announcement, and then we're going to wrap it up, is that Samuel L. Jackson did a bunch of recordings, and now you can have him as your Alexa. So for Samuel L. Jackson's voice, it's, of course, 99 cents to upgrade, but then you can have him speak everything to you through your Alexa device. So that is what I got out of this Amazon announcement a couple days ago. Hope this was valuable to you guys. Let me know what you are looking forward to most, and I will see you tomorrow. And so I feel like this definitely isn't that bad. I mean, you just have to hang out in virtual reality all day, but I could definitely see how this would be another really, could be a really, really bad work environment that Facebook is subjecting people to. So that was just a thought that I had on that. But really, really interesting that they're hiring people to just sort of live in this virtual reality for potentially plus hours a day. Those are my thoughts on Horizon. I think this is going to be definitely a progression in the world of VR and sort of taking things to, yeah, sort of that next step. But in the grand scheme of things, I think it's still going to be a couple more years before VR has any real mass adoption, at least like wide scale. I mean, like video game consoles did. But that's my two cents there. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you guys think about Horizon. Shoot me a message. Shoot me an email. Would love to hear from y'all. Have a wonderful day.